Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, How to Harvest. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Ecclesiastes 11 and verse 4. He that observes the wind shall not sow. He that regards the clouds shall not reap. Can you miss a sowing opportunity by looking at the wrong thing? People are doing it right and left, but not us. Somebody said, well, I did it yesterday. That was yesterday. We're forgetting those things that are behind, right? We're pressing forward. Just like you could get to looking at something and miss an opportunity to sow, according to this, you could have sowed good seed, you could have made good confessions, you could have stood and God brought a harvest and brought it right to you, but you're looking at the wrong thing and didn't get it in. Didn't get your harvest in. So we've covered these things already in some detail. You ready to go on further?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Turn with me, please, to Galatians in the New Testament. Galatians 6. I'm excited about this series. We're already seeing fruit of people reaping that hadn't been reaping. That excites me. Glory to God. Get out of the way, devil. You know, he thought he had some people fooled, and thought that they're waiting on God. And then year after year roll by and have not received their harvest. But I believe scales are going to come off of eyes, right? And people are going to quit being passive and begin to rise up in their faith and learn how to hear from the Lord and learn how to be led and show up at the right place on the right day at the right time and boom, boom, boom. Come a dragging a big harvest in. And that's going to enable all kind of stuff. Paying off all the debts, sowing big whopper chunk seeds, fulfilling God's plan, and whatever it takes materially and financially to do it. And we're not just talking about finances. The same things we're talking about reaping a harvest of money and finances, applies to reaping a harvest of people. We didn't just say how to harvest money. We said how to harvest, period, every area. Galatians 6 and 9. He said, let us not be weary in well-doing. In that passage, he's talking about sowing and reaping. Sowing and reaping. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, period. No. What's the next word?
Yes.
What does the if mean? If means it's not all up to God, doesn't it? If means you will reap if you don't do this, you won't reap if you do. We will reap, not necessarily the next day or the next week, some things not even the next year, but we will, we shall. How many know what shall means? Shall mean, it's not a matter as is it going to happen, just when.
Amen.
If, so this, just like we got through reading, you could get to looking at the wrong thing and miss a harvest. You could sleep and be lazy right through a harvest. According to this, and this is connected with the two, you can faint and fail to reap. Let me read this to you from another translation, the New King James. The New King James says, let us not grow weary while doing good. For, and the good specifically, if you read back up through the previous verses, he's talking about giving, doing good and giving. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. We shall reap if we do not lose heart. Now, the Lord would not tell us this in the Word unless there was a real danger.
That's right.
and a real temptation to lose heart. And he's informing us so that we're not ignorant of the enemy's devices. He's letting us know this is not just going to happen automatically no matter what you got to do. You must not allow yourself to do this. To do what? To lose heart? To faint. Why? Because if you do, even though you sowed good seed and made good confessions for years, you're not going to reap.
Right.
This is something we must not do.
Right.
Faint and lose heart. Well, what would it look like if you fainted and lost heart? And what would it look like if you didn't?
Come on.
Well, go to Psalm 126. With the Lord's help, we'll paint you a picture. Psalm 126 and 5. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Mm-hmm. Said out loud, shall reap. In joy.
In joy.
Shall reap. In joy.
In joy.
Shall reap. How many like shall reap?
Shall reap.
Not shall not reap. Shall reap in joy. Shall reap in joy. That's a simple phrase, but I'm telling you, it's a huge part of this whole series we're in right now. Everything with God is by faith. Everything. You get born again by faith. You get forgiven by faith. Filled with the Spirit by faith. Healed by faith. You live by faith. You walk by faith. You overcome by faith. You receive by faith. Everything, everything. And faith is victorious. Faith is an overcomer. Faith is not a fainter.
Right.
And faith is not depressed.
Right.
No, my sister, no, my brother. Faith is joyous. God loves what kind of giver?
Cheerful.
Now, that's the same thing as saying faith pleases Him. Because it is a main indicator of faith. I hope you're awake tonight. Because this, can you tell it already? I mean, we hadn't got all the way into it. We're just getting our toes wet. And did you get a little tingle when you put your toe in it? You're like, ooh, yeah, yeah. Something here. That's not me. That's the Holy Spirit. That's His living Word. Glory to God. Shall reap in joy. Say it out loud, shall reap.
Shall reap.
In joy.
In joy.
Who's going to reap in joy?
Amen.
Everybody that reaps in joy. You're a reaper.
Yes.
Maybe you've been a good sower. You might have been a good tither for years, but you hadn't been that hot at reaping. But that's a changing.
Amen.
That's a changing as we speak. You know, a lot of people have gone around for decades saying, well, I love to give, but it's hard for me to receive. That's one of the dumbest things you ever said. That's just shooting yourself in the foot, man. How are you going to give and you don't receive? If you really enjoy giving, then you want to receive a bunch so you can give more. That means you got to reap full harvest off of every good seed you've sown.
Right.
And I assure you, the plan of God for you is so big, it's going to take everything you've sown, the full harvest off of it, to do it all.
That's right.
And if you're not bumping up against that, then you're just goofing off. And you're not pursuing the full plan of God. Because I assure you, the full plan of God, you cannot reach in your pocket and pay for it. You and all your buddies can't pitch in together. It's way out beyond. You're going to have to believe God. You're going to have to sow seed. And you're going to have to reap 30, 60, 100 fold to get it done.
Glory to God.
Right.
Thank
And it's challenging, but it's exciting. And the rewards are in this world and out of this world. Go with me to, hold your place there and go to Romans, the 15th chapter. Notice this. Romans chapter 15 and 13. Or the, you can just read it off the screen. Romans 15, 13. Joy is directly connected to hope. Now, hope means a different thing in the Bible, in the Greek, in the Hebrew, than a lot of our modern English usage. When people say, "I sure hope so," they are not talking about what the Bible's talking about. They mean some kind of a wish, some kind of a want. I wish it would be, I want it to be. That has to do with desire. And there's a completely different words for desire. Hope means confident expectation. And that's what faith is the substance of. Not the substance of wishful thinking. Faith is the substance of things confidently expected. Glory to God. And faith is how you reap. But it'll be evidenced in the presence of hope and the presence of joy. In Romans 15, 13, the God of hope. Somebody said, "I thought he was the God of faith." If you're the God of one, you are the God of the other. They go together. The God of hope. What does hope mean? Tell me out loud. Confident. Don't just take my word for it. Look it up in your dictionaries and your lexicons. If you haven't already, you'll see it. Confident expectation fill you with joy. See, that's why he said God of hope instead of something else, because the hope is what's causing the joy. The God of confident expectation fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in confident expectation through the power of the Holy Ghost. This is not a picture of fainting. Being down, being depressed, giving up, losing heart. Is it?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, How to Harvest, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me